Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL legend video this morning. It's Eric Harris, cornerback, Kansas City Chiefs. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely, surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Eric Harris, a lot of people don't know his story, but he was a guy, played at Memphis State, out of my hometown, the city of Memphis, and was a outstanding high school football player at Hamilton High School. But the thing about Eric Harris, he was a fourth-round draft pick in the 1977 NFL draft by the Kansas City Chiefs. But he elected to go over and play in Canada for 2 years. So that being said, as I've told you, we're not, as a football factory in my hometown in Memphis, we're not South Florida, we're not Texas, we're not LA, we're not Lufkin, Texas. But we do have some great players that's really represented us real well and brought a lot of pride. And people know how I feel when I talk about great players from my hometown, the city of Memphis, especially back in the day, when I mentioned Richard Madison that played at Northside High School, but he ended up playing basketball in Kentucky, or a Jerome Woods that played with the Kansas City Chiefs, or a Carlton Peoples that played at Tennessee Southside High School, or Barry Wilburn, who I did last week at Melrose, or Roman Bates that played at Hamilton and went to Ohio State, or Eugene Davis that played back in the 60s at Manassas, or Philip Jett that played at Hamilton High School, then Ed Taylor that played at Southside in 1971, then Golden Shoes that played at BTW, Booker T. Washington High School, Mr. Oscar Reed that was on that 69 Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl team. Special, special time, brothers. Ricky Palmer at Carver, Primus Bobo at Carver, Keith Clark at Carver, Eric Ferris at Northside, Tim Harris at Catholic High School, Greg Porter at Catholic High School, Raymond Bugs, Hamilton High School, Vanderbilt University. Eric Harris representing us real well. And when you talk about players out of my hometown, I get excited because I think back of those days and I saw Mr. Harris play as a 12-year-old in high school football at Hamilton. And when you're talking about cornerbacks, it was something unreal because he was 6'4 and a little bit of 185 pounds. He was special, man. In the neighborhoods in Memphis, North Memphis, South Memphis, Frazier, Orange Mound, Scudderfield, Bayhampton, Pine Hill, stand up, because Eric Harris brought a lot of pride. I remember as a 13-year-old, eighth grade, 1973, Eric Harris was one of the prize recruits that signed with Memphis State. That's what they called the University of Memphis at the time, Memphis State. Under then, the head coach was Fred Pankos, former offensive coordinator at the University of Georgia. And I remember as a true freshman, Memphis State went down there and beat an Ole Miss team 17-13. and Eric Harris as a freshman that day at the cornerback position, had 14 tackles. And I know his career was going to take off. In his time at Memphis State, the Tigers never went under 7-4. At his time, when he left his senior year, he was a consensus All-American. As I said, a lot of people, Memphis, Tennessee is not a football factory, but we do got some players that's made some stamps in the National Football League, also on the Canadian side too. And when he came out, he went in the fourth round. He felt slighted because a lot of schools that's being scouted, the pros are in love with the Alabamas, the USCs, the UCLAs. And Eric Harris felt slighted. So he took his game over to Canada that paid him. Then on September the 6th, 1977, I was in my senior year of high school. And through my neighborhood, Pine Hill, that Saturday, somebody said, "Hey, man, you remember Eric Harris that played at Hamilton? They had those four great years at Memphis State. Guess what he just done, man? He just broke a Canadian Football League record. He took an interception 116 yards back to the house." The NFL started taking notice. They started looking at that skill set of Mr. Eric Harris. Instincts A+. Key and diagnose A+. Explosion and leverage A+. Lateral movement A+. The ball skills A+. His tackling ability as a corner A+. Remember that 14 tackle game as a true freshman against Ole Miss back in September of 73. The aggressiveness A+. Close and quickness A+. Man to man press, undeniable A+. Zone coverage A+. Run support A+. But the thing, he had that Memphis swagger, that barbecue swagger, that Beale Street swagger, that Mississippi River swagger. Memphis State, Larry Finch, Final Four swagger. Confidence, A+. Then you know what? He finally signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. A Chiefs team that already had Gary Green, Art Steele on the defensive side of the ball. And he became one of the first defensive backs in the National Football League to sign for $1 million, his total contract. $1 million back in 1980. And he played 8 years at a high level for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tremendous athlete. Think about that. I think he was either the first or second defensive back to sign in the National Football League to get a total contract for $1 million. And he was out of my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. See, I understand when you got great players like Eric Dickerson from Sealy, Texas. You got Deion Sanders from Fort Myers. You got Bobby Butler from Delray Beach, Florida. You got Earl Campbell from Tyler, Texas. You got Herschel Walker from Wrightsville, Georgia. But Eric Harris was one of them guys that played at a high level in the National Football League. He's done this thing in the Canadian League, and he's done this thing in the National Football League. And I'm proud of him. And I'm going to be proud of him to the day I die. He passed away in 2012 in Little Rock, Arkansas of a heart attack. But if anybody from Memphis, Tennessee that sees my video today, stand up. Stand up. Because Eric Harris represented us at a high level. In college, consensus All-American in 77. First team All-Canadian Football League in 77 as a rookie. And played 8 great years in the National Football League. unbelievable. Eric Harris. 71 regular season games in the National Football League, 21 interceptions. 71 regular season games, 21 interceptions. But the key stat, he was one of the first defensive backs to sign in the National Football League and contract total $1 million. Out of my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. Do your back channels. Look at his story. Look at his history. A lot of people talk about Richard Sherman now. It's a great corner of his size. A lot of people talk about Mike Haynes. And do respect Arizona State with the Raiders and Lester Hayes because of their size. A lot of people talk about Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield. But this gentleman here at 6'4", about 200 pounds, can play with the best of them. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. So today, if you like the video, please come and share it. And this video is to all the great individuals out of Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. David Porter, Mrs. Ann Porter, to my uncle, Mr. Opie Turner, to my parents, Chester and Inez Turner, to all the great people that set my life and gave me something to live for. Mrs. Deborah Ray Lyons, thank you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable to talk about Eric Harris on my platform today. Do your back channel, you'll see he was a hell of a football player. Saw him playing high school, saw him playing Memphis State, 6'4", 200 pounds. I'm going to say it one more time. He's one of the first defensive backs to sign a total contract totaling $1 million. If you like the video today, please come in and share. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And I got to end the video like this. Respect yourself. Stack records. The Staple Singers. If you don't respect anybody that you run into, how in the world do you think anybody's supposed to respect you? If you don't give a heck about the man with a Bible in his hand, you still got to respect yourself. Respect yourself. Eric Harris done it at a high level, and he brought that respect to high school football and college football to the city of Memphis, my hometown, the 901. Respect yourself. Nah, 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 nah. Respect yourself. Dee, 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 do, 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 do. You know Stack Records was founded in Memphis, Tennessee. And two of their greatest songwriters was David Porter and Isaac Hayes. I don't have to say no more.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Memphis, Tennessee, in the house. Eric Harris, in the house.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.